We got word that we were moving again, someplace near Tam Kai. The whole outfit was going, but Alpha was going first. Captain Stewart told us we were supposed to act as advisors to the ARVN troops. Nobody trusted him. Lobo got a map and we figured out exactly where Tam Kai was and figured we didn't want to be there. The Marines were at Chulai, which was pretty safe. They were also up north fighting their rear ends off. Tam Kai was being hit a lot, and Lobo figured that if the VC wanted to hit someplace near there, the ARVN base would be easier than the Marines.
"You got too big a base for them to hit at Chulai," he said. "They're already fighting like crazy up north, so they hit the ARVNs at Tam Kai. It figures." "Hey, Lobel."
Sergeant Simpson was packing up his gear and his personal supply of ammunition. He had all of these clips that he had checked round by round, and he was taking it all with him.
"You don't agree?" Lobel asked. "Why don't you go back to your damn movies? Because I only got 8 days left, and that's too damn short to be listening to your war theories."
Jamal came over to tell us that he was going to be with our squad from now on. He looked scared.
"You think you're man enough to go out with us?" Brunner said. "No, I don't think so," Jamal said, "but they're sending me anyway."
Mail call. Brunner got a letter from his wife in Seattle. She was a waitress in a coffee shop down near the waterfront, and the coffee urn blew up. It burned her arm and right leg, but it wasn't serious, she said. Brunner went out of his mind over it. He couldn't understand how a damn coffee urn could blow up.